so they are amazed that they can get other people to do what they want by their simple words. They never had control of their own life as a child, so they are tickled pink that they can control most things now as an adult. The narcissist never learned how to mutually reciprocate in a relationship. The law of reciprocity. Because he was meant to solely serve someone else's needs in his childhood. His ego needs as much attention to fill up his true low self-worth as he can possibly get. A boy grows up thinking that putting another notch in his belt is the way to be a real man. He grows up thinking that money, fame, and fortune will come with collecting friends and girlfriends, without truly putting the effort into a relationship in order to make it a mutual and reciprocal one. A narcissist was violated or intruded upon for most of his childhood. He likely was not guided into finding out what his interests and his hobbies were. He didn't have a full picture of what his personality was inside because he was never allowed to develop one. He existed to make someone else happy. His life wasn't his own. He was an unfair extension of someone else. He didn't ask to be born into this messed up reality that was someone else's, but he was born into it. The narcissist learned maladaptive survival skills from the person who injured him, which worked to his advantage to make him superior to others. A person who cannot seek to belong or be accepted by others for most of his life is in real trouble in the outside world. He cannot accept that he is inferior to them, so he inflates his self-esteem and ego by telling himself that they must be less somehow. He is a Peter Pan in that he doesn't want to grow up. He collects girlfriends or admirers like he collects comic books and video games. He doesn't feel terribly committed to anything or anyone. His entire plight in his life is his entertainment, and he may even go so far as to tell you this fact about him. He seeks very little personal growth, especially because he feels that he does not need it. He is happy being completely stuck where he is. When boredom sets in, rather than resorting to perfecting his golf swing or returning to college, he opts to play with people like they are his puppets. The narcissist spends much of his time observing other people. He likes to people watch. He may be a voyeur on the internet and may watch girls strip and dance for him in front of a camera. He may chat with various people online in order to hone in on his personal skills and manipulation skills. He claims to dislike chat and small talk, but he can be seen doing it with the oddest of potential candidates. He can be seen doing so only when he knows he will gain admiration and an ego boost out of it. This is the only time that small talk means anything to him. He seems addicted to watching others in a shopping mall, coffee shop, or other places. He darts off when he is in the company of others so that he can watch an interaction that is taking place or find another narcissistic supplier behind his partner's back. He is always scanning his environment for another person to be his supplier. He needs more than one, and when the primary supplier goes sour in any way, he is even more frantically scanning the environment for another while he is with her. The narcissist rarely or never texts or calls when he is living in the other areas of his life, due to his compartmentalization. If he takes the time to do this, it is only because he is afraid of losing you as his primary narcissistic supply. A narcissist often keeps his eyes and ears open for a better primary narcissist supply if he thinks that you are less than perfect in any way. He hates being dependent upon his narcissistic suppliers, so he is constantly looking for things that are wrong with them. He feels deficient, and so he projects his ill feelings about himself onto you instead, with his often vicious and hurtful words. The people who are in the narcissist's life are always expected to admire and love him, despite his terrible behavior. He dislikes that their emotions for him wax and wane, so he finds another narcissistic supplier. He dislikes that his partner doesn't allow certain behaviors from him, so he complains about her lack of agreeableness. If he has to pull too much weight in the relationship, he accuses her of burdening and smothering him. If she complains that he is throwing other girls in her face, he will do it even more often just to rock the boat with her. If she leaves and he cannot find another supplier, he comes